This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It is Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
I gotta jump again.
Oh my God!
I won the last game. It would just be weird if I didn't.
Friday.
Get the people in the building next to us see us jumping.
Hi!
Hello!
They are not having nearly as much fun next door.
No, there's no chance.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Micah DaBeast from Bonnie Lake. Micah, are you there?
What's happening, y'all?
What is up? All right, Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Micah DaBeast will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
Trumpet.
Yes. How many Creedence Clearwater Revival songs have rain in the title?
2, 3, 4.
2, correct. What piece of computer equipment did Douglas Engelbart invent?
The keyboard.
No.
The mouse. The
yes,
monitor.
Yes. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Correct. What poison is found in apple seeds?
Arsenic.
No.
Cyanide.
Yes. Aftershock Festival takes place in what U.S. city?
Pass.
What color are cranberries before they turn red?
Green?
No.
White.
Yes. The famous Thrilla in Manila was a boxing match between Muhammad Ali and who?
Pass.
Same name as a large white dog breed. What mountain range separates Spain from France?
Himalayas?
No.
Pass.
Tom Hanks played Chuck Noland in what 2000 film?
Pass. I don't know.
Oh, Micah, you were on fire there for a second. You got
for
6
a second.
Correct. We can work with 6.
All right. I can work with 6.
Is it funny that when you said Spain and France, I just wanted to say something about somebody's underpants? Sorry.
We are children.
I'm a child. I'm going to tell Steve that, too, once he gets through the questions.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And how will he do? Let's find out. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What instrument did Louis Armstrong play?
The trumpet.
Correct. How many Creedence Clearwater Revival songs have rain in the title?
I don't know. I can't even name 3. 3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No. Oh. What piece of computer equipment did Douglas Engelbart invent?
A mouse.
Yes. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Yes. What poison is found in apple seeds?
Venom.
No.
I don't know. Vitamin D.
No.
Poison. Strychnine.
No. Aftershock Festival takes place in what U.S. city?
Sacramento?
Correct. What color are cranberries before they turn red?
They are purple.
They are not.
They are black.
No, they aren't.
They are white.
They are.
Yes.
The famous Thrilla in Manila was a boxing match between Muhammad Ali and who?
Rest in peace, George Foreman.
No.
Oh. What's that guy? Larry Holmes?
No.
Rocky Balboa?
No.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
No. It was Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
But Steve, you got five correct, which is a loss.
Yeah,
6-5. Oh, Michael! Yeah.
Damn it, Joe Frazier. Yeah.
Nice work, my friend.
Oh.
Thank you, y'all.
Thanks, Micah. Rock
on. I'm thinking I'm able to figure out the method to your madness. I'm like, oh, she's asking that question because George Foreman just passed away.
Tricked ya.
You did.
Know what? Micah DeBeast did know that Creedence Clearwater Revival has two songs about rain.
Oh.
Who Will Stop the Rain and Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Mm.
Yeah. Couple toe tappers. The poison found in apple seeds, Micah got this too, cyanide. And then eventually you got around to getting Joe. Well, you didn't get it, but
no, you just gave it to me. Danny, what was the one you were gonna,
would you like to ask the question?
Well, oh, I didn't get to it.
And this one, we ran out of time for Micah, but it was same name as a large white dog breed. What mountain range separates Spain from France?
And I just wanted to say something about your underpants.
Oh, my underpants.
No, I have no idea.
Appalachian?
No.
Alpaca?
No.
Large
white dog breed.
Large white dog breed. Poodle?
Pyrenees.
Oh.
The Daily Migs Show.
Someone asked a question on the internet, and that question is this: what's popular right now that you have zero interest in? And there were some very fun responses. Here are a couple of the highlights. The endless cycle of reboots and remakes.
I mean, I'm okay with some of them. I guess it's just I'm very hypocritical because there's some where I'm like, I can't wait for this reboot. But then there are others like a lot of, or like the remakes of like certain films that I feel like haven't warranted a remake yet.
I just saw that they have a trailer for Gladiator 2, and I was like, don't do anything dirty to Gladiator 1.
I still have I've never seen Gladiator 1.
Another one on the list, AI anything.
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of artificial. I'm a fan because I don't want them to kill me when they finally take over the world.
Oh, you're definitely on their team for sure, Steve.
I still will. When I use ChatGPT for GPT, I can't even still do it. The robot site. For anything, whenever I ask, I always say please and thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm only doing it because I'm afraid that one day they'll be like, hey, that guy, he was very rude to us. Because I know people who are rude to the AI programs.
Really?
For funsies, they'll call it a bitch and things like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going down that road.
Not worth it. 206-803-ROCK. To our rockaholics, what is popular right now that you have zero interest in? Bruce from Mill Creek, give us your details. What are you currently having zero interest in that everybody else seems to be interested in?
Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's America's team right there, Bruce. So one thing that came up on this was a celebrity podcast. So I'm taking it that you don't listen to the Travis and what's his brother? Jason Kelce podcast.
I didn't even know they had one, actually.
It's really good. You should check it out. I'm kidding.
206-803-ROCK. Anything that's popular right now that you have zero interest in?
I did see on there one of the things with Cybertrucks.
Oh, yeah, no. Hard pass.
What about pickleball?
I mean, I like pickleball. I'm not obsessed with pickleball, but I'll play.
I've only played it once, and I thought that was going to be my thing. My wife and I, like, we're going to play pickleball all the time. We've never played it again.
Did you get gear? Your own gear?
Oh, yeah. Full matching jerseys and matching paddles with our faces. No, of course not.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, if you're going to get into it, you know. Do they have special pickleball shorts or do you just wear regular shorts?
I'm not positive just yet, but I'll let you know if we ever get it. Although at Target, they did have pickleball paddles that were way cheaper than the ones that some of the people that we were playing with. Like, they're like, they dropped like $200 on some of those paddles.
I'm
like,
dang.
It is funny, too, because, like, there's a lot of people that are into it that you don't know that are into it. Like, my friend Chris, best friend in the world, I didn't know that he, because he never tells me he's playing pickleball. But then I see on his Venmo, because you know how it, like, shows, like, what the people are paying for other people for. And it's like, for all the pickleball this weekend and blah, blah, blah. And he's giving other people. I'm like, you're into pickleball? God dang it.
That's code for prostitutes, actually.
Oh, that's probably you're not, you know what? Yeah. It probably is.
It's a thing.
One that's on this list that I agree I have zero interest in is Stanley Cups. Not like the hockey kind.
I was like, how dare you?
The expensive mugs.
I still don't get why they're so expensive.
No.
Because they have knockoff versions that seem like they do the exact same thing, hold a beverage and keep it kind of cool or keep it warm, and they do just as good of a job. But I guess it's just you're paying for the brand.
Absolutely.
The one I saw that cracked me up on there, they mentioned broccoli haircuts.
What the heck is that?
So have you, say when I go to the gym, I see this a lot, and it's not so much the haircuts, it's just the whole look. It's like these high school kids, they got the bushy hair and like the short sides, it's just like, it looks like your head is broccoli, which I don't have a problem with so much.
Now that you explained it to me, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, it's just that hair.
You know what? I've never heard it explained that way, but I hate it too. So you know what? In.
Honestly, Steve, if you could grow hair again, but the only way that you could grow hair was to have a broccoli haircut, would you do it?
To troll my wife for at least one day? Absolutely. But then it's also the thing that's popular right now. I see at the gym all the time and it drives me up a wall are the pajama pants. You got these broccoli hair kids and they got their pajama pants on. And I'm just like, what are we doing? Are you that lazy that you couldn't put on some like athletic shorts?
Or get a haircut?
The Daily Migs Show. It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see comedian Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater on April 17th. And our contestant this morning is Gavin from Mukilteo. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Gavin?
Let's see who you are playing with. Spin that wheel. Will it be me or Migs?
Right, the wheel's spinning. It could be T-Dog. Or could it be Migsy? Right now, it's on me. Will it stay on me? Yes, indeed. It's Gavin and Migs.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin, here is your clip. The
world is... Shad Taran, actually.
That was Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Oh, if only you could see the smile on Taran's face the moment you played that. In 1 second, the smile went from ear to ear.
That's Geddy Daly in studio.
Right now.
You know it, baby.
All right, no Gavin. Pick needed, right? He's fingering that thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, with the bass strings. Yeah,
Gavin, you did your part. Now it's up to Migs to get these tickets for you. Here is your clip.
Oh, that's a good one. That's Fuel. Hemorrhage in my hands.
Yeah.
This is one of those nostalgia songs. It triggers me back to working at the end, having to play this song, just getting so annoyed because I felt like we played it like every 15 minutes. It's like, Fuel again? But now I hear it, I'm like, oh, this is my jam.
Gavin, congratulations. We're hooking you up with tickets to see Maz Jobrani at the Neptune Theater.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, now would be a great time to give us a call. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics next.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so do call. If there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that needs to be discussed with us, 206-803-ROCK. Now, this week, there's just been a lot of weather talk, considering the fact that there were reports that there was going to be golf ball-sized hail
and maybe a
tornado. But we actually have someone on the phone right now, Mindy from Puyallup, who has experienced a tornado. And not just any tornado, Mindy. What was the tornado that you were in?
The one that went through Joplin.
No!
Yes.
Okay, so we've been talking about that one because there's a great new documentary. I haven't finished it, but so far it's pretty freaking great. And Danny's seen it as well. Yep. called.
Yeah, what's it
called?
I'd like to see it myself because, you know, I was there and experienced it. So I'd love to see that documentary. What's it called?
It's called The Twister, Caught in the Storm. And the documentary is told from the perspective of a group of like teenagers, or they're now older than that, but they were teens back in that day. They graduated from high school. The tornado hit right after graduation. And they're just sharing their stories of like nearly dying, some of them being swept up into the storm. But it's a fascinating watch. And yeah, I'm super curious to hear your perspective of everything that went down there.
Well, a friend and I had gone up to that area to do some shopping because he had Chuck's Chuck Wagon, and he did like this food stand thing that he did at different things. And we were getting ready for Memorial Weekend because that was coming up.
Okay.
So we had gone through Joplin and went to Springfield, got what we needed, and was coming back through Joplin. We decided to stop at Aldi's and get a few last things. And as we were there, the sirens went off, but we didn't think much about it because, you know, we'd heard them our whole lives, and you kind of get complacent to it. But there was no wind or anything going on, so we didn't think nothing of it. But then my daughter called me on my cell phone. She was in another town where I had come from, Parsons, and the storm had just gone through there and was headed our way. And she said, "Mom, it's bad." And I said, "Oh, it can't be that bad." She goes, "No, Mom, there was softball-sized hail." She goes, "I picked some up and put it in the freezer just to prove to you."
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh, my gosh. Okay." So we're like, "Okay, well, we better get our stuff and go." So we get our stuff and go, and we start to head out of town, and we were just going by the airport, and the hail hit. And I just had this new PT Cruiser, and so there was a Sonic nearby. So I went there because I knew they had, like, an awning I could get cover.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no longer got there, and everything went black. All electricity, everything. And then all these emergency vehicles went flying by us because I guess the tornado had just hit in the area where we just were.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And, yeah.
And so when you were under the Sonic, did you feel like any of the hail, or was it just like you thankfully dodged all that?
The hail was still coming down, but the awning was like covering us.
Yeah.
But the wind was blowing like crazy. I mean, my car was swaying even though I was parked. And oh, it was nuts. And then, and everything, this was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so it should have been light out, but it was totally pitch black.
That's eerie.
Well, very creepy.
As soon as the rain and that kind of let up a little bit, we decided to go on and head home because heading home was away from the storm. And as we're going home, it's like an hour drive away, and about 35, 40 minutes into the drive, it was like we were going to, like, the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like we could see a light, and then as we got closer and closer to where I lived, it got lighter and lighter. And then by the time we got to where I lived, it looked like the regular time of day.
That's,
like, it was sunny out. It was, I mean, it was creepy.
That's the crazy part. My wife and I, when we were watching the documentary, like, it's just nuts that you would be somewhere and you can witness what's going on, even if it's not hitting you, but you can witness the carnage that's happening.
Yeah, we went back 2 days later and drove through the area, and it was just, it was heartbreaking, devastating. The houses that were gone, and I mean, you could see exactly the path that it went because it just, I mean, you could stand up on the hill there and just see exactly where the tornado went and the destruction it did, and it was just horrible.
And I think, Dan, you might remember, too, I think they said, like, what this tornado was about 200 miles per hour.
Yes. Yeah, I heard it. When we were sitting there at the Sonic, we could hear it.
Have you ever had
I had my windows up and everything, but we could hear it, and it was scary.
Have you ever had the pretzel twist at Sonic? Because they're delicious.
Okay. Oh, yes. I grew up on Sonic because I grew up in southeast Kansas, and we grew up on Sonic.
Oh,
yeah. That was our go-to.
Dude, those pretzels.
I was so excited when they brought one up here because I was like, yay, Sonic.
Mindy, you're in Puyallup. I did not know how bad the lines were because when we drove by, we're like, oh, the lines aren't that bad for when the Sonic first opened in Puyallup. And so, like, let's test it out. We didn't realize that behind the Sonic was where they had, like, a whole thing going on with all the cars.
Oh.
We thought we were going to pop in and pop out. It took 2 hours almost for us to get our food at Sonic.
Oh,
it was good, but it wasn't worth waiting 2 hours for.
Oh, yeah. It's not like that now. It's like a regular wait now.
Yeah.
I go there periodically still. But yeah, when they first opened, it was crazy.
It was so nuts.
It's like when they opened the Dicks, you know? The lines were just forever.
Yep.
Mindy, thank you so much for telling your story about the tornado in Joplin. That is just, it's so hard for people like us to wrap our heads around it that have never experienced any weather like that before. So thank you so much for telling the story.
Yeah, no worries. Have a great day, you guys.
You too, Mindy. Thanks.
When she told the story, the part that kind of got me was the trailer for the Twister movie, because she said her daughter called and said the tornado hits. Listen to the trailer, because that's pretty much like how it happened for one of the kids that was in the storm when that person's dad called.
To think that we were all just celebrating life 24 hours prior to the worst thing that could happen.
This is now a confirmed tornado.
The high school graduation, that is pretty much in the path of this storm.
After graduation, there's a big party that's thrown.
My dad texted me and said there's a tornado. 2 minutes later, it gets dark within like seconds.
We were in the eye, totally surrounded by chaos.
I could feel my body lift off the ground.
I accepted my fate. I was flying inside the tornado.
That part was just like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
My heart is pounding just listening to that.
Definitely worth checking out on Netflix.
The Daily Migs Show.
Lily Allen is a singer, and she recently found out that she has some highly rated feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
Apparently, they're quite a thing. They're so nice. Her feet are so lovely that she does OnlyFans, but it only features pictures of her feet and videos of her feet.
Only feet.
Yeah, only. Yes. And this is her on a podcast talking about it.
I have a lady that comes and does my nails, and they informed me that I have 5 stars on WikiFeet, which is quite rare, but yes, that my feet are rated quite highly on the internet.
So a Wikipedia about famous people's feet.
Yeah. She said that I could make a lot of money from selling foot content on OnlyFans.
I don't even know WikiFeet was a thing.
I didn't know that either.
Then again, I've never been like the feet person or the foot person. I don't even know Lily Allen. The name sounds familiar.
Oh, I know the song.
But she's wearing shoes in the music video, so I don't understand what's going on here.
So she's married to David Harbour, who plays Jim Hopper in Stranger Things, if you're a Stranger Things person. By the way, a $10 subscription will get you hooked up with her feet.
And it's just pictures of her feet.
Apparently so. So because of this, her money-making foot endeavor, we have a simple question. Rock. Andrew, you're on I-5, and our simple question is this. If you were doing an OnlyFans, which part of your body would you show off?
Good morning.
What's up, Andrew?
Oh, another day. I would probably have to say my right foot.
Your right foot? What's wrong with your left foot? Please don't tell me you don't have one.
I got a nasty green toenail that keeps falling off and grows back.
You know, there might be some people that want to see that. So,
yeah, you know, like maybe a horror fan that also likes feet. Put them together. Boom. Money making.
We've got Kevin in Falls City. Same question to you. A simple question. If you were to do OnlyFans, which body part would you be showing off?
Well, good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
I'd have to say my whole body. I'm 6'3" and I weigh about 145 pounds.
Tell us more.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Taryn Daly, you're 1 foot out the door.
I am.
You're going to Vegas.
Sin City, baby.
Sin City to go to the Sphere to check out Dead & Company.
I'm so excited.
So you're about to get on a plane for the weekend. Are you going to raw dog it on the flight?
What is that?
Raw dog. You don't know what that is?
Is it
dogging on an air? Okay, it's nothing bad. That's when it's a trend where people just sit on the plane with no headphones, no book, no magazine, no form of like entertainment, and just stare at the seat in front of them.
Absolutely not.
It's been like a talk. Recently, there's a trend about it, but it stems back to 1997, where Putty from Seinfeld, everything goes back to Seinfeld, you know, the actor who played Putty, Patrick Warburton, he did that with Elaine on the flight. Well, Patrick just posted a video. That's what made me think of you. And it's going viral right now with a clip from that television show, but also talk about how he feels responsible for people that now like to raw dog it on planes.
So this raw dogging has become a bit of a thing, and I feel a bit responsible.
I love his voice. It's just so chill. It's raw dogging.
You want something to read?
No.
Well, are you going to take a nap? Or?
No.
You're just going to sit there staring at the back of the seat?
My concern is that somebody's going to get hurt. And if you go into this thing blindly, you know what I'm saying, just not reading, watching something, you better be okay with what's going on up here. Is that your old noggin?
Would you do it?
No way!
Not even a short flight to Vegas?
No!
Just stare at the chair in front of you?
I bring a cribbage board. I usually bring my laptop so I can watch a little show.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes bring a book because I never know. I like to have multiple activities.
So you're basically like Tatum. We bring a bunch of activities to keep her occupied so she doesn't freak out on the plane.
I am exactly like a child on an airplane. I need awesome. Like constant stimulation. Netflix is going to bring back Scooby and the Gang for a live-action series going all the way back to exploring the origins of the characters. They're going to do this spooky final summer at camp, but they're going to put this fresh modern twist on it. No word yet on whether Scooby himself is going to talk or just be a normal non-talking dog.
Well, it depends on if you're at the Sphere this weekend where all the dogs will be talking, right?
They sure will be.
Hey, speaking of, Entertainment Weekly just put together one of the strangest lists, and I think one of them is going to make you raise your eyebrow, and it makes me think of Scooby-Doo because, well, it's the best animated romances of all time. So number one, any guesses?
Couple,
the best romantic together kind of a thing.
From the world of cartoons?
From the world of animation.
What about like The Simpsons, Marge and Homer, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that made the list. Yeah, actually, it did.
Oh.
Not number one, though.
Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not number one. Number one, Fred and Wilma.
Oh, that's a classic for
who?
Sure.
Who? Flintstones.
Oh, my gosh. Danny.
I'm kidding. I know who the Flintstones are.
Now, my favorite, number two, it's George and Jane Jetson. Meet the Jetsons, which is just the Flintstones in space.
What was this from? Like, this list is from 1950? What's happening?
But here, number three is going to make you go, what is happening here? At number three for the best animated romance of all time, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Okay. Romance?
I don't know why they're doing that.
That's illegal.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not in the animated world, but like, why would you even do that? Then Homer and Marge, a bunch of other people as well. But yeah, that was...
That is very interesting.
I don't know if you... Even if that... Who picked that as number three? And maybe you should, like, check their records.
Yeah.
It seems a little strange to me. Hey, the Mariners are playing tonight.
Yes, they are.
You can go check them out, taking on the A's. As far as weather, 54 degrees, going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.